How about this?
They call me Dr. John.
Dr. John Cooper Clark, that is, and you're listening to James Shakeshaft on vinyl. Some of the
Revival. Hello, good evening, and welcome to episode 16 of the Vinyl Revival with me, James Shakeshaft, on Leeds Student Radio. The time is 2300 hours. I'm going to be seeing you through to Tuesday. That was David Bowie's 1980 single, Fashion, which is the theme of today's show, Fashion. More specifically, all things sartorial, that's things to do with the suit. We'll also have the usual features, the charity shop 7-inch of the week. We'll be selecting a wind-down record and an LP for our virtual collection. This week's letter is G, so get on your thinking caps. Through doing this, we're going to have music from Gene Vincent, The Coasters. We're also going to have music from The Contours, Nancy Sinatra, but I won't give it all away. We'll let you see for yourself. Feel free to get in touch through any form of media that you do desire to get in touch through. I'd be more than happy to hear your input to the evening's programming. What are you wearing? What's your style? What's your flavour of the month? A hot topic at the moment, whether you're discussing what colour a dress is or watching the London's Fashion Week, it's all around. but as I said, we're talking about things sartorial, so we're going to start off with a song about a suit, more specifically the Zoot Suit. It's a men's suit with high-waisted, wide-legged, tight cuff peg trousers and a long coat with wide lapels and wide padded shoulders. The style of clothing became popular among the African-American, Chicano and Italian-American communities during the 1940s in Britain. The bright coloured suits with velvet lapels worn by teddy boys bore a slight resemblance to the Zoot Suit in the length of the jacket. It's a rugged look for a rugged guy. The Zoot Suit Riots were a series of riots in 1943 during World War II that broke out in Los Angeles, California, between Anglo-American sailors and Marines stationed in the city. And these gangs were recognisable instantly by the Zoot Suits that they favoured. Due to these frequent inconveniences to the city, the then state governor proposed to have the garment outlawed, similar to stab-proof hoodies of today, but with much more class. Now for a song about the Zoot Suit from the Andrew Sisters. They were a popular harmonising singing group, consisting of three sisters, Patty Andrews, Maxine Andrews and Laverne Andrews, and they got their start in the Depression era, starting in the early 1930s. However, this is a song from the 40s, and it's about the Zoot Suit, and this is kicking off our theme on fashion on the Vinyl Revival. Stay tuned.
Get yourself some clothes that raid. Get shopping down so you can meet your Sunday gal. I'll do it, I'll do it today. I'll see my tailor and this is what I'll say. I want a Zoot Suit with the reed pleat, with the drape shape and the skull cuff, to look sharp enough to see my Sunday gal. I want a reeve sleeve with the ripe stripe and the dress vest with the glad plaid in the latest fad to see my Sunday gal. I want to look keen so my dream will say you don't look like the same boy, so keen that she'll scream. Here comes my walking rainbow, so make a Zoot Suit with the reed pleat, with the drape shape and a scarf cuff, to look sharp enough to see my Sunday gal. Sail, sail, go out and get dressed, gal. You don't want your boyfriend to show you up. Go out and get dressed all up. I want a very brown gown with a soft top, a baby and a hip slip, and a waist in the sharpest taste to sing in my Sunday main. I want a very sky hat with a trim, a brim, a baby and a sag bag, with the rib zip so I look hip, just to see my Sunday sail.
Shakeshaft here, episode 16 of the Vinyl Revival. The theme is fashion. What better place to start than with David Bowie, and of course just then looking at the Zoot Suit. Thankfully the garment wasn't outlawed in California. It is still legal today, and if you can get your hands on a sturdy suit like that, I suggest you do. The reference in that song to looking good enough to meet your Sunday gal, or your man for that matter, is out the window in today's day. Back then, Sunday was a day to put on what was then called your Sunday best, but nowadays people just tend to put on their Sunday vest, the one that's got slightly less egg stain on it than Saturday. We're a bunch of muckers, aren't we, compared to what we used to be. do get in touch with what your style preferences are and your fashion related songs that you'd like to hear on here. We've still got the Charity Shop 7 Inch of the Week to come, as among all the other features. But now is only the beginning, and I tell you what, you've not got no class, you ain't got no image or look, so let's go get you one. The best that money can buy. We're now going to go shopping to the department store with our very own personal shopper. Your choices are the following. For the businessman, a loose shoulder. And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he said. Now ain't that nice? It certainly is a sturdy cut. And if you're unfamiliar, familiarise yourself within the wonderful world of all things sartorial. The suit has more power than people believe. It can make you feel like a million bucks, but you don't have to spend a lot on a suit. However, in this case, you do. So we're now going to go to the department store, as I said. It's now time to pick out a suit for yourself. It's exciting. It's all imaginary and metaphorical, so, you know, you can just pretend you got an infinite budget. The fun of the night. I believe the lyrics on this hard-to-find 50s coaster record is by the late Billy Guy, but correct me if I'm wrong. Something about the soft-spoken, low frequency of his accent says so, but again, I might be wrong. There were a lot of them that did vocals. If I'm going to listen to anyone for fashion advice, it certainly wouldn't be me, but it would be the Coasters, a band who always synchronised outstanding suits and expelled class from all corners of their musical and aesthetic appearance. So step out the elevator. Take my hand in earnest. And trust the choices. It's now time to go shopping for clothes with the Coasters. I can't think of a better person to be shown round a shop with.
I was shopping for a suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all his sport clothes like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself. Ooh, that suit's pure hair and bone.
Ooh, yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own. Ooh,
buddy, that suit is you.
Yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you featuring the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and indeed. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he said.
I'm going to let you have it a steal.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he said.
Nah, ain't that nice? Ooh, them buttons are solid gold.
You made a deal, so
that collar's pure camel hair.
Well, you can just sit that right there on that chair. Go back there and you get that paper and let me sign on the dotted line. And I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Now wait a minute, buddy. Let me go back here and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but
your credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean? Ain't this a shame? My heart's in pain. Pure herringbone.
But that's a suit you will never own.
Lord have mercy.
look at you. Look in the mirror, you're like a new man. There's nothing a suit can't solve. James Brown used to say that he never left the house without checking out himself in the mirror first, and I think it's a good staple. Always make sure you look good. You never know who you're gonna meet. Dress to impress, as the old saying goes. Fashion here on the Vital Revival, episode 16. Only 15 minutes past the hour, we've still got 45 to go. All the usual things that I'm not going to reel off and waste your time with. How's your week been so far? The weekly weather report is now setting in. Thank God you're here and not out there. It's absolutely vulgar. But I think that this might be the last snapper winter we've got before we roll up our sleeves and stride on into spring. Ah, it was only 2 days ago I was running alongside the crocuses and the snowdrops. I thought we were there, but I think we got this one last blast. But honestly, it's only up from here. So yes, fashion, what are you wearing? I don't actually want to know that. I want to know what the people are wearing in the songs I'm going to play for you. So far we've looked at the Zoot Suit, we've looked at a Western cut. Now it's time to move on to something that's a bit more up my street. Denim. It's a sturdy cotton wrap face twill textile in which the weave passes under two or more warp threads. This twill weaving produces the familiar diagonal ribbing of the denim that distinguishes it from the cotton duck. Now, denim has been the armour to American workforces for years, and championing this field, of course, is Mr. Levi Strauss, which was founded in 1853 when Levi left Bavaria for the sunny west coast of California to set up shop supplying denim overalls. One cut that still dominates this area of fashion is the 501 cut, and it makes the bad look good and the good look better. Combined with a road-worn leather jacket, this is a match made in heaven, like strawberries and cream. Or batteries, and that's a Christmas toy that didn't have batteries included. A group of guys that adopted this as their uniform were rockabillies, a word comical even by today's standard. Denim portrays a hard look whether you like it or not, and I've always been a jean man. If you've got a stiff pair on, you feel as though you can take on the world and wear a suit trousers. I've never felt right in a pair of suit trousers for one reason and one reason alone. When I want to look good, I don't want to feel like I'm sat in pyjamas. They're just too comfy. You can't feel smart and comfortable. Denim represented rebellion. So let's bend down and turn up the cuffs about 4 inches. Shine our shoes and do the blue jean bop. Performed now by Mr. Gene Vincent, a name that is cooler than cool. So we've got our turnips on, we've shined our shoes. Let's do the blue jean bop with Gene Vincent.
Blue jean, baby, with your big blue eyes. Don't want you looking at other guys. Got to make you give me one more chance. I can't keep still, so baby, let's dance. Well, the blue jean bop is the bop for me. Well, it's a bop, it's a dungaree. You dip your hip, free your knee. Squeal on your heel, baby, 1, 2, 3. Well, blue jean bob, blue jean bob, baby, blue jean bob, blue jean bob, baby, blue jean bob, baby, won't you bob a jean? Bob, we got bob! Well, my heart starts a-hopping like a kangaroo. My feet do things I've never done before. Well, the blue jean, baby, give me more, more, more. Well, the blue jean bob, blue jean bob, baby. Blue jean bob, blue jean bob, baby. Blue jean bob, baby, won't you bob a jean? Rock it again, blue cat, go! We'll be right back.
Bob the G. Blue cap, Bob the G, now let's go. A blue jean, a blue jean bar, a blue jean, a blue jean bar, baby. A blue jean, a blue jean bar, a blue jean, a blue jean bar, a blue jean, a baby, won't you buy a jean?
We've just performed the Blue Jean Bop with Mr. Gene Vincent there. Vinyl Revival episode 16, we're looking at fashion, we've looked at the suit and we've looked at the beautiful textile that is denim. But there's still a lot more to come. How's your week been? Do get in touch, don't hesitate one bit. I'm all ears tonight. Fashion's a powerful thing, isn't it? So as I said, we've been looking at suits, and Teddy Boys are some guys that have had a seriously good track record in terms of fashion statements, and one that actually translated to punk in later years, surprisingly. Because the last thing you'd expect a punk to do is wear such a conformist item as a suit. But I'll tell you why the Teddy Boys and punks used to wear suits. Particularly punks, because it's the last thing you'd ever see a hippie wearing. You never seen a hippie wear a suit, you never seen a hippie look half decent. Get a job. Shine those shoes. Make yourself look presentable. All things neat and tidy. Now, punk, when it comes to clothing, something that they never spent a lot of money on. Nowadays, designers such as Vivienne Westwood. I know that's not how you pronounce the name, you schmuck. It's just how I wanted to do it. Vivienne Westwood stuff now goes for a ridiculous sum of coins and pennies, but back in the day, punks didn't spend a note on clothes. It was an area that they pretended to not be interested in it. However, they spent a lot of time looking like they did. They'd pick up suits from the charity shop. They'd pick up suits from the thrift store. Even if they didn't fit, they'd rip them. They'd make it work somehow, some way. There's not a chance in hell they were going to spend more than a fiver on a suit. But I guess the point I'm trying to make to you guys is that you don't need to spend money on clothes to look good. Buy cheap and often is my advice. Keep it fresh. Now it's time for a song that reeks of culture, style, and all things cool. It's by The Contours. A band that I didn't know contained Smokey Robinson. But now I know, it's obvious. A true Motown classic, this next record is. And it features in my brand new LSR advert. If you're listening in the day, you might want to listen out for it. And is one of the best intros to a song I've ever heard. This is The Contours with First I Look at the Purse. You don't have to spend a lot of money to look good, so don't spend your whole time looking at the purse, but enjoy this number.
Does every man look at first? I
Charity Shop of the Week.
It's now time for our Charity Shop 7-inch of the Week, this time by Iggy Pop from the album Lust for Life, the single Lust for Life, released in 1977. Written and produced by Mr. David Bowie and the Bewley Brothers, mentioned in his foremost famous song from the album Hunky Dory. Now here's a man with eccentric fashion statements. My parents went to see Iggy in the 1970s and he was sporting a completely see-through skin-tight jumpsuit, nothing else, so essentially he was wearing nothing. He's the kind of guy that does that one day and then the next spends $1,000 on a silk suit and alligator shoes with a cane. Why, you ask? Because he's a punk rocker at its finest. A good outfit can give you a lust for life. This is our Charity Shop 7-inch of the Week. That was our charity shop 7-inch of the week, Lust for Life by Iggy Pop, as I said, produced by David Bowie. What a fantastic number. I also mentioned that he sported a pair of see-through trousers at a concert that my parents went to see him in. I'd have given anything to have seen that gig. James Shakeshaft, episode 16 of the Vinyl Revival. We're about at the halfway point now. Still some time for me to wind you down, because now it's time for a wind-down record. But before that, I'm just going to quickly mention, a few months ago I had Liz Kershaw on the show, and I told her all about the format for this show, including the title, The Vinyl. She knows it inside and out, right? I've been in touch with her ever since. However, I tuned into BBC Radio 6 Music on a Saturday morning, only to be greeted with Liz Kershaw presenting her own very own Vinyl Revival. Now, if you are listening, Liz, get some original ideas. Absolutely ghastly, the third longest serving female broadcaster. But anyway, stop stealing ideas, get your own. Now it's time for the wind down record here on this fashion themed special of the Vinyl Revival. And this is a song that came on the other day when I was playing my weekly match of badminton at the gymnasium. There was a dance class going on in the segregated other half of the sports hall. And this song began to play, and of course you'll associate this immediately with the Quentin Tarantino classic Pulp Fiction. The song plays after Uma Thurman puts it on in her luxurious apartment and John Travolta enters. And it's when she ODs on heroin, snorting it up her septum, believing it to be cocaine. Either way, I don't recommend it. Some people use a bottle or a couple of... a glass or a bottle of wine to wind down. Some people use meditation, others sport, however some use copious amounts of illegal drugs and other substances that they should not be using. And you know what, I've got no sympathy, stop it. Don't say it relaxes you, because you've got everything you need to relax you right here. It's our wind down record on the Vinyl Revival by Al Green this week, called Let's Stay Together. Released in 1971, the B-side was Tomorrow's Dream, and it's a smooth number. Right after this, we'll be entering a cobbler section of the show, looking at nothing but footwear. But until then, this is our wind down record by Al Green. Allow yourself to be submerged in sound.
All right with me, 'cause you
was our wind down record. That was Al Green, Let's Stay Together, famously used in the Quentin Tarantino film Pulp Fiction, as I mentioned before. But for now, as we enter the final third of this episode, episode 16 to be precise, of the fashion-themed vinyl revival, we must press swiftly on, touching on the beauty of the cobbler. More specifically, at this moment in time, the boot. Predominantly a work associated piece of apparel tailored for each individual role, but there's only one kind of boot I'm bothered about, and that's the cowboy boot. Patent leather, ornate, durable. There's nothing negative in any of those words. These shoes were literally the souls that built the South. Whether it had a flat sole, Cuban heel, knee-high, thigh-high, bye-bye shoes, hello boots. I just panicked then. I turned over my notes and was greeted with a bit of pocket lint, and I immediately assumed it was a spider, an eight-legged freak. And I've got a bit of a sweat on now. I'm also struggling with a flask-related scenario. So I've got a flask and, it's got tea in it. Tea that I want, I fancy it, but I've put the lid on too tight. And it's not down to my grip, the inability to open it. However, the outer construction around the flask is actually separate from the main structure, meaning that it's just sort of spinning round like some sort of kaleidoscope. I'm in a catastrophe. Get in touch. Tea-related problems. Where was I? Oh yeah, The Boot. A song that I thought that I must have played on the show, but documents have it, I have in fact not. The daughter of Frank Sinatra, Jeffrey Archer. No, it's not. It's Nancy Sinatra. Of course you know what the song is. There's no need to even say the title. It's of course These Boots Were Made for Walking, and I tell you what, that's just what they're gonna do. Whilst this song plays, I'm gonna be wrestling with a flask. So do get in touch. James Shakeshaft, Vinyl Revival.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah, and what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
Nancy Sinatra there with "These Boots Are Made for Walking" from 1966, and tell me if I'm wrong, but certain points in her vocal range are very similar to that of Debbie Harry of Blondie. Flask update, I've managed to get off the lid by fashioning a blue tack, some sort of blue tack gluing system to create some more resistance against the flask. However, as I entered, I was greeted instantly with a cold flask of tea. So I don't recommend it by any means. I'm not giving out brands, though, because I'm not here to slate. I'm here to tell you what's hot and what's not. I'll tell you what's not hot, my tea, but I'll tell you what is hot, boots. We're looking at cobblers, and it wouldn't be a show about fashion if I didn't play this next number. People always believe this to be an Elvis Presley song. However, it is originally by Carl Perkins. It was nabbed by Elvis Presley like everything else he did. He didn't write one of his songs. This was released on the new year of 1956 on the legendary Sun Records. This is a rock and roll number that's sure to get your feet moving regardless of footwear. However, if you want to stand out on the dance floor, you'll have to make more of an effort than some scrappy night trainers. I'm currently sporting a pair of jet black gloss Dr. Martens that replicate the mould of their 1950s shoe, which is a much more smart, narrow and attractive look compared to their clunky Columbus and Oxbloods, I must say. I had an original pair bought for £10 at a market, and after repairing them at Chapel Allerton Cobblers 6 times and studding dog excrement, it was time to splash on a new pair. They lived more than a good life. Now get out your shoe shine, but whatever you do, don't step on Carl Perkins' blue suede shoes. Would it really be a show about fashion without this number? It's not right. It's not by Elvis, it's by Carl Perkins. Let him tell you some more. I'd also like to point out that the intro to his song is massively out of time, but I don't think he minds. He's too busy looking at his shiny blue shoes.
It's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue. Me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Car, drink my liquor from my old fruit jar, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Right. Money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue, blue, blue suede shoes, baby. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but lay off of my blue.
That was Carl Perkins, not Elvis Presley, with blue suede shoes. We're looking at Cobblers in episode 16 of the fashion-themed vinyl revival. It's a theme that I will have to revisit because there's more than enough good songs relating to different parts of attire. At the beginning we were looking at suits, and a suit is something that isn't frequently seen in today's young gentlemen. However, I think it should be brought back, just like a good pair of shoes. Now, Terry de Haviland, who was born in 1942, is an English shoe designer, and he's often cited as the rock and roll cobbler of the 1970s. He's most famed for his key part in the swinging London fashion scene, with clients including Led Zeppelin, Bianca Jagger, and David Bowie. If there's any occupational title I want, it's that, the Rock and Roll Cobbler. Sounds like a really naff pub rock band with a great story. Making everything from lavish platforms to heels to boots, he had a vision and turned it into a reality. And in 2006, Terry de Haviland was nominated as Accessory Designer of the Year at the British Fashion Awards. And I think you're either a fan of accessories or you're not when it comes to suits. But it can really make or break a look, whether it's a tie bar, cufflinks, cravat or a tie clip. The subtlety is really what counts. So I mean, a rock and roll cobbler, that's a job that I'd like to live and a life I'd like to see. And I will be touching down on the theme of fashion later on in the year. However, we can't keep living in the future. We can't keep meeting like this. It's now time to draw you into the final section of the show. Just before, I like to kiss you on the forehead and tuck you into bed as we put an LP into our virtual collection. This week, as I said, is G, and I'm ever so excited to play you the song. I'll give you a clue. It's gonna wake you up. Now, there's a lot of songs that'll wake you up, but this one is gonna wake you up. And also, I'll give you another clue. If you've got kids, put them to bed, because it's not fit for their ears. I don't care if they say, but we've waited. At the highlight of our week is the vinyl revival. I'm not going to school unless I hear the vinyl revival. It's educated, don't listen to them. And they're going to make it hard for you, but don't let them listen to it. I know that there's thousands of my listeners that are actually in primary school. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the colours. Maybe it's the light-hearted, catchy pop riffs. I just don't know what it is, but they can't get enough of the vinyl revival. But put them to bed, because it's going to be alarming. So far on this, we've sort of focused mainly on predominantly on male apparel. However, let's focus now a little bit on female attire. How about the provocative item of a pencil skirt depicted wonderfully in this number from the album World Class by Pulp? Could it be anybody else singing about this item of clothing other than Mr. Jarvis Cocker?
When you raise your pencil skirt like a veil before my eyes, like the look upon his face as he's zipping up his flies. You're engaged to him. Oh, but I know you want something to play with, baby. I'll be around when he's not in town. Oh, yeah, I'll show you how you're doing it wrong. Oh, I really love it when you tell me to stop. Oh, it's turning me on. Tell us some lies about the good times that you've had. But I've kissed your mother twice, and now I'm working on your dad. Oh, baby, I'll be around when he's not in town. Oh, yeah, I'll show you how you're doing it wrong. I really love it when you tell me to stop. Oh, it's turning me. We'll be right back.
If you look under the bed, then I can see my house from here. Set this light against the wall. Watch my conscience disappear now, baby. I'll be around when he's not in town. Oh yeah, I'll show you.
Glad I managed to slip that one in. That was Pulp with Pencil Skirt. I've been James Shakeshaft and this has been extremely fun to broadcast to you. Before we put an LP into our virtual collection and bid our farewells, I must thank each and every one of you for tuning in and say that I am here next week, same time, 2300 hours. For those not familiar with military time, that is 11 p.m. and I'll be taking you through to Tuesday, that exact time next week. The theme will be high school, so grab your books and pens. It's back to the classroom. Don't forget a pencil. You'll look quite the Muppet. You'll find out more about that if you're there, and if you're not, then I feel sorry for you. However, you'll be able to find all my shows on www.audioboom.com. Search for The Vinyl Revival on there. He is your friend. You shall find him. Now it's time to put an LP into our virtual collection. This week is G. Could it be anything else than what it is? Yes, is the answer. There are many albums beginning with G. However, this is the one I wanted to pick. Fits perfectly, or tell me if it doesn't. Something often forgotten. The key to feeling good in an outfit is the clothes rack that you are lying it on. So eat healthy and keep hygienic and you'll go far. And the reason I mention that is because the album I've chosen is Germ-Free Adolescence by X-Ray Specs, an incredible album released 1978, recorded in Essex. 45 minutes of real punk history, released on EMI it was, of course, the lead vocals by Polystyrene, and the song I'm going to play has that distinctive saxophone sound that's in a lot of her records. X-Ray Specs are brilliant, and it's very sad that she died at such a young age. So we'll pay her respects by playing this song. I'll also like to wish a happy birthday to the late Lou Reed, who died in the year 2013. I mentioned it on the show and it feels like just yesterday. So happy birthday to what would have been his day of birth. Paying respects to two sad souls lost. But as I said, tune in next week and meet me back in the classroom. Our LP going into our virtual collection is X-Ray Specs. The song I'm going to play for you is Oh Bondage Up Yours. I'll see you next week, kids. Tatty bye.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage!